Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People in Power Purpose Podcast. I am on the phone with my sister in Christ from Mary and Martha Retreats and nonprofit organization as well. We're having a good conversation about basically the man, the black male, and the posture of him, and also husband and wife in our positions. And I wanted to get this on legitimate so we can have that free conversation and understand that this is what we have to really be talking about, not talking about each other, but talking with each other, to each other, as sisters, as wives in different sects of age group, and also different sects of time being married. Let's hit it. Conversation started off as, you know, where do we see ourselves? Identity. Understanding that black men are in a identity crisis, as well as we are. And we've touched on that briefly. But where do they stand? How can we love on them at the same time, encourage them and inspire them to encourage themselves and to inspire themselves? Let's talk about it.
This is Melissa talking, and, you know, Amani just is usually mentoring me on the process of supporting your husband and recognizing him in your position as a wife. And I think the other day she was telling me there can't be two people driving at the same time. And as she was talking, I was reminded of that conversation. Because if two people are driving at the same time, you know what would be the end result? It would be a car accident.
Right.
So
right.
What we have to do, we have to learn to know when it's their terms, they're driving, and when we're supposed to be in the passenger seat. And encouraging them to let them know where we're going.
Right.
I had a dream. It goes back, you know, I'm seeing the dream that I had where I was in the passenger seat and my husband was driving, but it was dark. And I was able to see that the road was coming to an end, but he didn't see. I was like, you didn't see? In the dream, I was like questioning. No, it was my voice that he needed to hear that this, up to this point, I can no longer instruct you. Or support you.
That's good.
You're going to have to see for yourself.
Right.
And I think, and in a respectful, honoring way, not in a tearing down, you not doing this, you not doing that.
Come on.
I just want you to lead us. I just want you to take us further. But right now, I don't even know what to say to encourage you or to help inspire you on your journey. So let me call on my Father, who's in heaven, and he'll answer me, and he'll protect me, and he'll protect us. But we have such a understanding of that we have to have a point or be validated by what they say.
Well, call it what it is, Melissa. Call it what it is. It's pride. We're so prideful. We've been taught to be independent, which is out of order anyway. We've been taught to, I don't need a man. I want him. I don't need him. And this is and that. When in reality, in order for us to move forward, in order for us to be as successful as we are and even further, we have to feel that femininity and be able to lean on a strong back. And who would that be? Our husbands, right? But in order for them to be strong, it's work, boo. And I can't tell you enough, it is work. But we have this tendency to this is what we say we don't want. We don't want a boy that always got to be up on his mother. But what we tend to do is mother our husbands. When in reality, we're supposed to be their wives. But how can we be their wives if we don't know how to be a woman first?
Exactly. And that's why there's a turmoil. Like I said, I've been married, almost 9 years. this September. And it's just now. It took me 9 years just to understand. I don't even know how to help you. I don't even know what you need.
Right, right.
So let me focus on me and do what God has designed me to do, because he's the one who brought me to you.
Right. And
he brought me to you.
But see,
why wouldn't I trust him to equip me along the way for what you need?
And that's the thing. I think what we forget in that process is that God brought you two together. You get what I'm saying? I think we forget that there is a need for both of us as husband and wife to build from each other. I couldn't do this with any other man other than Tim. It wouldn't have worked, because I'm always speaking. I'm outgoing. This isn't that. Tim Harrell is my analytical protector. He won't analyze, he'll stay quiet, and he won't speak unless he got really something to say. And that is the difference between him and I. There's other differences, but you also have to know, and see, this is the thing, even in the military, we were taught to know yourself and seek self-improvement. And that's part of leadership. But it was also what we learned was to know your team. So in order to know what I mean by knowing your team, you have to know how to mentor your team, how to develop your team, and who's on your team. See, right now, for example, my husband, I only can use me as an example. My husband, like I said, is quiet. I'm the one that's always doing the research, doing all this stuff, and then I bring it to him. I'm the advisor in the house. The decisions won't be made until he makes the decision. But in reality, this decision has already been established because of the fact that of my research. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I can't come to him and say, okay, we're going to do this, 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 and that. He's going to be like, well, how did you get to that point? How did you understand that? My daughters, even though they're my daughters, I still value their advice. And that's another whole different topic that we need to talk about and respect. But my daughters, when I ask them a question, they'll say, well, let's look at it this way. They're giving me a millennial and a Z generation outlook on it, because they have the tools of social media. You get what I'm saying? So their mindset is totally different than what you and I would bring to the table. So it's an honor. Even when I was in the military, I could yell and da-da-da-da-da and bark orders at one of my troops, but I had to talk to the other one. So you got to understand who you're talking to. You got to respect your audience. That's even with business. You got to know your demographics. If you don't know who you're talking to, then how dare you expect your information to be comprehended? It won't be. And just like you said, I can't even help you now. There is a season where we have to allow our husbands and take the training wheels off and allow them to ride the bike on their own, but still be ready at the corner for when they do fall, if they fall.
It's funny you say that. My daughter is 6, and her dad recently took off her training wheels, and I didn't know he did it. I woke up one morning, was walking out the house, and I saw the training wheels on the side of the house. And I said, when we got in the car, I said, Jewel, when you start riding your bike without the training wheels? She's like, oh, daddy just had them off, and then he just kept holding me, so I couldn't go. So I just ride without the training wheels, but daddy just wouldn't let me go. So even a 6-year-old can see that even with the training wheels off, I'm still not ready. I'm still not ready to take fully control of this bike without my dad.
Right, right.
Because I have to learn how to balance, shift myself,
and trust in the right direction. And trust myself.
Trust myself to steer in the right direction so I won't get in the street.
Right.
I won't hit a car. But that's where I believe you know, it's our kids really are examples or practical things that we can really look at to see where we are spiritually,
yeah,
emotionally, and really in our marriage.
Yep.
Because that's good. I feel that way. When I got married, I was like, I had a misconception, and this elder in the church said to me and my husband, when you say I do, your marriage is like bringing home a newborn baby.
Yeah, yeah.
So right now, I'm literally just 9 years old. So what does the 9 year old usually do?
Pout.
They're adventurous. They like to try different things. They want their way. They know how to articulate little things, but they're not still adult or even a teenager where they know there's consequences for their actions.
Right.
As much as intense as it is as you grow older.
Right. Right.
So I'm just 9 and Amani's been married over 20 years. So she's literally now living in her marriage as an adult.
Right. That's good. That's good. Because 24 year olds are not no longer in the drinking phase. Like when you turn 21, the first thing you want to do is drink because you've been told for 21 years that you can't drink until
yes.
you're 21.
You're not legal. Yeah.
Right. So when you get there, it's just like when you turn 18, I'm old enough to vote now. So now I'm 24. It's like, oh, okay. This ride is still good, but now I'm aware of how I need to speak to and communicate. So communication is key. And until we understand that communication is key, that doesn't mean that I gotta communicate all the time in my voice. I don't have to I don't always have to talk and open my mouth. Sometimes communication can just be me making a plate of food for you, husband, and sitting down and just letting you eat. And not watching you eat, but just sit there and, you know, have a conversation. How was your day? You know, things of that nature. You know, I had a text from a friend, and I think I've told you, Melissa, you know, a colleague of mine that I used to work with when I was working. And he said, people need to hear you. And I was like, what do you mean? He said, remember that conversation we had? And I was talking about, you know, we was having a conversation about, you know, marriage. And what stuck out to me about that conversation is you saying, I will not and cannot hurt my husband any more than what he's been dealt with when he goes out there in the street. He's been beat Amen. Up. He's been talked about. He's been disrespected as a black man in the street. Why would I do that and break him down when he gets home? And I didn't think that meant a lot, but it does.
It does. It does. And it brings up. So when I got married, my husband, you know, raised in the church, very spiritual, traditionally, you know, in what I saw when we first met. And he would say things like, he said, well, when we get married, our marriage is going to be a ministry.
Mm. Like, spoke that and he didn't even realize what he was talking about.
Exactly. I was like, Lord, what am I going to get? What am I? I said to myself, oh God, he's speaking that already. So I knew that it was not going to be this glorious roses in the park, Cinderella, Prince Charming came to sweep me off my feet, and now I'm going to be in a castle and just live happily
but see,
ever.
Now that's let's stop at that point. The fact that you said Prince Charming swept off my feet, all those things, in reality, that is not even near anybody's marriage. See, that is the false mindset, right, that people have given us.